The Assembly election campaign is finished. All the votes have been cast. The results will start coming in later today. It's been described as a dull election by many, but we had our fair share of lively moments on the Nolan Show. What we've done is put together a little montage of our election manifesto interviews. Enjoy. The Groucho Marx of Stormont. Those are my principles. If you don't like them, I've got others. Don't come easy to me. It was either a principle or it's not.
You think that's smart?
It was either a principle.
You think that's a smart comment?
It was either a principle.
You think that is a smart comment? Words don't come
easy. It's a pretty simple question, isn't it? If the majority of MLAs in the Assembly vote for same-sex marriage, will your party continue to use a petition of concern to block it?
Look, we are firm in our view on this issue, and look, we have used it.
The question is the petition of concern. We have used it.
I imagine that we would use it again if there is a threat to changing the definition of marriage, which we don't agree with.
Okay. Jim Allister supports mandatory power sharing cross community government.
Jim Allister supports voluntary coalition.
Cross community government.
Cross community government. I have never said I don't support cross community government.
Mandatory cross community
government. No, not mandatory.
So you would propose legislating, creating new laws to force supermarkets to pay a certain price for milk and meat? That's realistic, is it?
In the same way, a minimum alcohol per unit price is realistic.
And does Stormont have those powers?
We can legislate, yeah.
Cutting corporation tax, a tax on company profits, to 12.5%. So how much does
it
cost?
Well, the latest figures were something like 150 million, but we have had...
150 million over what period?
I think it was over the period of I need to check the actual figures.
Voluntary. Do you understand the word voluntary? A voluntary coalition is the very opposite of mandatory. And you know that perfectly well, Stephen Nolan. You wouldn't be in the lofty position you're in if you didn't know the difference between voluntary and mandatory.
So lofty, I'm having to speak to you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, perhaps one could say there's a mutual sacrifice in that.
Matron, please, I'm not that kind of doctor. Words don't come easy.
We've gone from 400 million being mooted as the figure down to now about 150 million. Some people say 200 million. There is no accuracy around these figures because the cost of the Treasury.
But I'm trying to get a feel for this.
Yeah.
What's the matter, you? Hey. So 150 million cost over the Assembly term or per year?
It is spread over a number of years.
Yeah, but does that 150 million represent the totality of the cost or per year?
The 150 million is an arbitrary figure which has been suggested in recent times. Why you look so sad? It's a not so
bad, it's a nicer place, I shut up for your face. Per year or over the Assembly term, Conor?
Well, it incrementally falls. I think it's in the first year it's up on that level of figure and then it falls incrementally over the next number of years. I don't have the exact figures on that, partly because the exact figures aren't available.
And that is a firm proposal from the Ulster Unionist Party, is it? That you would seek to force supermarkets to pay a minimum price for meat and milk and the like?
Our commitment is to say that we recognise that the farming industry, generally speaking, is in crisis, and we will do what we can to help them. What's the matter, you? Hey, why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. We are training too many teachers. We're artificially pumping teachers through. I called this a racket several years ago. We're artificially
a racket.
We're artificially pumping through more people into these colleges to ensure that they remain viable financially at a time when we don't have the job opportunities for teachers.
But hell of a thing, Stephen Farry, for a minister to say there's been a racket in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Under your watch?
Not on my watch.
What do you mean not under your watch?
The figures for teacher...
You're minister of what? I'm minister in charge of...
Employment and learning. Let me explain how this works. I fund the teacher training colleges.
You've been funding a racket, have you?
Hang on. The numbers in the teacher training colleges are set by the Minister of Education. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, your face. Okay, let's try it really. 1, 2, 3, 4,
the 150 million over 4 years, is it 600 million?
Well, it has gone from 400 million down to that.
Per year, yes. Or over the 4 years?
Well, I haven't got the figures with me. I'll be upfront with you. I'll get you the figures in relation to that.
So you don't know if it's but per year or over 4 years?
No, but I don't, because the figure has gone from 400 million, which we were originally talking about, down to 150 million.
How are you confident it's affordable if you don't know whether it's over a year or 4 years? Do you think the DUP should give a commitment to gay people in Northern Ireland that never again will they use language about someone's sexuality, like repulsed, abomination, or indeed blame a hurricane on God's judgment on a gay event?
I don't want anybody, and I'm sure most people would agree, that we don't want anybody to say anything that offends or hurts anybody on the basis of their race, religion, political background, or indeed their sexuality as well. It's a not so bad, hey, it's a nicer place,
I'll shut up with your face. We would implement legislation that would guarantee that all children would have the opportunity, if they choose, to go to integrated schools, and giving parents that choice.
Okay, by when? But within the next assembly term?
Well, we would take that direction of travel, Stephen. Yes,
what does that mean, direction of travel?
Well, it's a vision that we have for Northern Ireland. I mean, as I say, the overall school system,
but what would a target be?
Well, our target is that all children, and that's the direction of travel we would like to see as soon as possible, Stephen. As soon as we can possibly deliver it, yes. And that's what we would do. If we were in control, we would be able to do it. No, as soon as possible. And it's what we would be arguing for.
What is as soon as possible?
Well, it's the direction of travel that we would take Northern Ireland. The direction of travel that we would take Northern Ireland. Smile, an everlasting
smile. A smile can bring me. This is radical. UKIP said it would only cost 25 million to get rid of all waiting lists in Northern Ireland. It's one of the biggest promises I've ever heard a politician make over many, many years of political interviewing. Which university carried out this detailed
Durham.
Research? Durham. So I'm going to contact Durham at 10:30
yes,
as soon
okay.
as I come off this programme.
Okay. That would bring a tear
to me. We can tell you this morning that it's complete and utter nonsense. Durham University did not come up with any type of figure of 25 million over 2 years. We spoke to Mr. McNary since that. He has admitted this. He says he made a mistake. He is still standing over the 25 million figure, but he won't tell us where he got it from.
Even your own spokespeople, notably Jared Diver on the Nolan programme, didn't seem to know whether this money from George Osborne was going to be over the course of 1 year or over the course of 4 years.
I don't know any politician in Northern Ireland who hasn't had a difficult interview with Stephen Nolan. I just listened to one with Conor Murphy, who couldn't work out whether the corporation tax would cost a certain amount over 1 year, 4 years. It happens to the best of us.
SDLP, you've been shouting from the rooftops, and we can get a sense of it today in this election about how your manifesto's costed. You're saying that your manifesto pledges add up to 217 million, is that correct?
Somewhere between 217 and 220 million pounds, I suppose, in total.
And you say that all that's covered by the Barnett consequential. Now, that's Northern Ireland's share, the money that we get from across the water. Is that 223 million a year, or what's that?
I would presume that's an annual amount.
Okay. $223 million we get in through Barnett per year is what you're saying, okay? And that covers your manifesto pledges. That's our basis for this interview.
It would cover that.
Okay. How amateur is your party?
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Have you got a calculator?
Not in front of me. No.
Your
sorry.
Party?
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we have access to one when we need to, yes.
Are you mocking the public of Northern Ireland?
Absolutely not.
When you say in your manifesto that this is costed?
Well, the aspects, the pledges that we have made in our manifesto have been costed. We wouldn't do that at any stage, Stephen.
Well, it is over 4 years.
Cheers.
You think you're getting 220 odd million each year? To take your heart away. It's actually over 4 years.
I mustn't have said it often enough, because clearly you don't understand.
What would that equate to? How many?
I don't know exactly how many that would be.
Well,
but
don't
I know.
Ah,
score for Stephen Nolan. He's got to the critical point he wants to make to everyone. Ah, you don't know.
You say in your manifesto, foreigners who commit crimes in the UK will be deported.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, does that include a speeding fine?
Yes.
Any crime? What about a parking ticket?
Yes.
If a foreigner gets a parking ticket, they will be deported.
Yes.
So a Polish doctor working really hard in our health service overstays his 30-minute parking, gets a parking ticket. He will be deported.
Yes.
Out of the country.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's broken the law.
Are you for real?
Why?
Are you for real? You're sitting there as a real politician.
Yes.
A surgeon in this country, saving lives, gets a parking ticket.
Yes.
And you're sending him home.
Yes. I don't know any politician in Northern Ireland who hasn't had a difficult interview with Stephen Nolan. It happens to the best of us.
Well, there we go. That's just some of our election coverage. And thank you for feeding into it all, too. If any of the politicians have complaints, they can complain to the man that wrote a lot of those questions for me, David Gordon. Here's the number, 03030 8055 55.